Accepting the duty to be the executor of a friend or family member's estate is a decision not to be taken lightly. And yet most people don't give it much thought, maybe because it doesn't seem real, maybe because you would do anything for your friend, or maybe because you don't really know what it actually entails. Well, we're going to take a look at the role of executor with Jim Yee, author of Smart Tips for Estate Planning. Jim, this is a question I get asked a lot, so this is under the umbrella of Ask Anything the Executor. Geez, what is the first piece of advice you would provide for someone who's been asked to do this task? I didn't even know you could say no. I mean, of course you could say no, but there's some consequences that would go with that.
Well, you can say no, and it's okay to say no. That I think that's really important, is sometimes we feel really obligated when we're asked to do this. Sometimes we feel honored to be asked. But it's important for executors to know what they're getting into, and it can be a lot of work. And have you ever been executor, Bruce?
I have never, knock wood, never been executor. I'm on the documents for people who are going to die 85 years from today.
I've still got some time. I jokingly say it's the worst job in the world, and we give it to the people we love the most. So, If you're going to be an executor, I think it's important to have some conversations with the person who's going to die.
Yeah.
It sounds so awful.
Well, here's your quote. You said, remember, settling your estate is not an honor. It's work. Choose your executor carefully to ensure that he or she can handle the job. So this is not the same as choosing your best man or your maid of honor for that one day wedding opportunity. Basically, you need them to look amazing in a tuxedo and not be hammered when they walk up the aisle. This is a bigger responsibility.
It is a big responsibility. So some of the things to look for, choosing people who do not live where the assets are can be challenging. So, for example, my father, who's 86, there's myself and my sister. My sister lives in Salt Lake City. I live in Edmonton, where my dad lives. So it's more logical to list myself as the executor. Listing my sister is a possibility. But it can be problematic when the location is not there. Choosing somebody who's responsible, somebody who's objective, somebody who has some financial experience, and enjoys that kind of stuff. I mean, the automatic defaults, we tend to pick our kids, our spouses, family members. But within your family's structures, my question is there somebody who's going to be better at being the executor than others?
Right.
Choose your executor wisely is pretty darn important.
You have listed a whole bunch of duties, ones that happen immediately after death, very soon after death, and then ones that continue as you have to wind up the estate. From a time perspective, I'm going to ask you from a time perspective and an emotional perspective, what are the biggest tasks that the executor will have to sort through?
Well, I think the first difficult part is just because often the executor is somebody that is close to the person that's passed away. So trying to get over the emotions from the perspective of you got a job, you got to get some stuff done. So, first finding the will, is there a will, and reviewing the will and arranging the funeral, that can always be tough. Is organ donation important? And then the next logical step is then finding the assets and figuring out, taking stock of what the estate is all about. The ongoing stuff tends to be, more automatic, where you still have to pay bills and you still have to pay for expenses and like pay for the funeral and things like that. But it's the searching for things that can be really challenging. And so I always say, if you're going to ask an executor, someone to be your executor, you can really help your executor by documenting and diarizing and communicating with your executor about where things are and something happens. So in my household, we have what I call it the estate binder, the magic binder. Ooh. And I say to my wife, Liz, if something happens to me, go to the binder.
It's all in the binder.
It's all there, and I mean, obviously you, having a magical binder requires updating, and that's a task in itself. But the more you can help your executors with proper documentation, proper organization, proper communication, the easier it is for that executor to do what they need to do. The hardest part is just finding stuff. It's again the unknown. You know, what do I do? What do they want for a funeral? Where are the assets? How many bank accounts do they have? Do they have memberships? And the new one now is the you know, Facebook account, digital assets, right, they call them. You know, what are the passwords? How do I get, you know, how do I get into the electronic banking and Facebook, Instagram, Twitter? Do I need to do anything with these digital assets and whatnot? So that's the new part of estate planning that probably wasn't discussed, you know, even 10, 15, 20 years ago.
So. What are the risks that executors should be aware of? What are the risks that they face?
Well, yeah, I mean, they do have liability because it is a formal relationship of, you know, responsibility, the executor. So, you know, they are responsible for filing a final tax return and making sure that all the debts and taxes are paid before the distribution of assets. So they want to make sure that they really have their, you know, T's crossed and I's dotted and whatnot. So there is that responsibility. They have to make sure they carry out the wishes of the will. So they want to make sure that the will is valid and update and whatnot. So there are some risks, but I wouldn't say huge risks.
Not that you would do this task for money, but you can, an executor can claim a fee. How does that work? How much is it?
Well, in my personal opinion, I think they should claim a fee. As part of my experience with executors and having been one in the past, it is a lot of work, and I think that beneficiaries should respect that this task requires some compensation. So the compensation. You know, if you can actually hire a third party executor. You can go to a trust company, and there's some, I'll call them professional executors that do this kind of thing. Quite often, they'll do it as a percentage of assets, which, you know, can be quite lucrative. You can pay hourly. You can, you know, there is no standards per se as to how much an executor should get paid. But if you use the professional world, it's quite often, you know, some percentage of assets, 1%, 2%. But that can add up to quite a bit.
Yeah, depending on the size of the estate. Well, Jim, let's hope you and I are decades away from needing to provide those services. But when we do, we will know that it is a very important task and do it well. Thank you for your time. You did this well.
Thank you, Bruce. Always a pleasure.
Jim Yee is author of Smart Tips for Estate Planning.